two. Found the trail, and at the end was you. There's a path you take and a path not taken. A choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life. Dinner time! I said, dinner time! Okay, you're getting the song. Dinner's here, right in there. We got pasta, angel hair, and the capons are watching along.
Will somebody shoot him?
Did I hear somebody singing our song? There's linguine in the bowl. There are meatballs and rolls. Smothered in marinara sauce.
Hey! That's it. I've lost my appetite.
Me too.
Me three.
Well, I'm all set for my cruise now. Angela, you're a doll to lend me the luggage.
It's my pleasure. Is there anything else you'd like to borrow?
Oh, no. You people have been too generous already. Thanks again.
It's all right, Mrs. Rosina. You need something, you just ask.
Well, there is one little favor. Could you house sit for me while I'm gone? It'll only be 3 days.
Oh, well, I was thinking...
Somebody needs to feed my little cat Fiorello his hairball medicine.
No,
forget I said that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Here, just take this, all right?
Well, what's this?
It's the address where I want my cat buried when he chokes to death.
My little Fiorello snookum.
Oh, don't do dead pet guilt.
His little tongue hanging out, pasted to the floor. I'll have to scoop him up with a spatula.
All right, Mrs. Rosini, I'll watch your apartment.
Only if you wanna.
I wanna.
Oh, you're such a good boy. All right, I gotta run. Here, right. Give me that.
Okay. Mrs. All right, Mrs. Hall. Take care. Bye-bye. I don't wanna. Hiya, Fiorello. Hot enough for you? Ugh.
Hi, doll baby. Go figure. An October heat wave and the humidity. I picked the perfect weekend to get out of Brooklyn, huh? But don't open the window. Little Fiorella will run out. Have a good time, love, Mrs. Art.
Oh, great. It's so hot.
Dead, Fiorello. Stay. Heel. What do you say to a cat?
Now move.
Hey! Stifle it up there, you moron!
Hey! Who are you calling a moron, you? Dennis! Hey, it's me, Tony!
Maselli!
No, Bennett!
Oh!
Hey, come on up! Right, Dennis. Dennis! Man, it's been ages. Hey, how's that gorgeous wife of yours?
Great, I'll give her a call, get her up here.
All right, the phone is right here.
Hey, Ginger! Get your fanny up here.
Oh, I love Brooklyn.
I tell you, Tony, I'm so glad I left the old neighborhood and moved here. It's like I discovered a brand new world.
And Dennis, you only moved a block and a half.
So I'm not Marco Polo. Sue me.
Hey, Dennis Jr., you take your fingers out of your sister's nose. Tony Maselli.
Ginger. So, Ginger, you're what, 18, 19 months pregnant?
Doctor says it's going to be a boy.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be an Oldsmobile. Hey, this is great. Why don't you guys get a sitter? We'll go out and hit the town, huh?
Sure, we could bring my sister-in-law along.
What do you mean? You mean Lynn's here, too?
Yeah, she's upstairs and her hubby's away. She'll make a nice foursome. Let's call her.
All right, what's her number?
Yo, Lynn! Come on down!
Your phone bills must be nothing, huh?
Fiorello!
Ooh, hey, Lynn, take it easy. Don't hurt yourselves.
Surprise!
Angela? Oh, what are you doing here?
I came to surprise you. And this Lamaze class.
Hey, everybody, this is Angela. Angela, this is Dennis, Ginger, and Lynn. We all grew up together.
Oh, well, it's very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
How long has it been since you've seen each other?
Oh, we haven't seen Tony since he moved to Connecticut to work for some uptight career lady.
Dennis, this is the uptight career lady.
Oh. Nice to meet you.
So what business are you in?
Oh, I own my own advertising agency.
Oh, yeah. Do you make any of them funny beer commercials?
No, I don't.
Oh. Do you know the Doubleman twins?
Hey, no, but you know what? She did work with them little dancing raisins.
Yeah.
Hey, she knew them when they were just grapes. Get out.
Well, I hate to bother you guys, but I need food every 2 hours. I'm eating for three.
Lynn, you're having twins? Oh, man, I always wanted twins.
You did? You never told me that.
Well, sure, it would have been nice to have a little Sammy with my little Samantha.
So what are you waiting for, Maselli? Grab yourself a girl. Get to some serious baby making.
You know what I feel like? I feel like a veal cutlet hero, huh? Yeah. Some nice veal cutlet smothered in mozzarella, huh? How's that sound?
Sounds a little heavy.
So you'll gain a pound. You'll be up to a size one.
Well, let me help you.
Don't dawdle, girls.
Eat glass!
Do they exude love or what?
Boy, that Tony is so cute. You know, he hasn't changed since high school.
You could take the boy out of Pitkin Avenue, but you can't take Pitkin Avenue out of the boy.
Right? Yeah, I guess.
You know, before you got here, Tony was telling us how much he missed Brooklyn. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what's there to miss? But if you grew up here, you'd understand.
So, what do you girls do in your spare time?
Go bowling, drink beer.
No, I meant when you're away from the guys.
Go bowling, drink beer. But we skip the beer when we're pregnant.
Oh, God. I haven't had beer since 1983.
So, Angie, is your husband working tonight?
No, I'm divorced.
Oh, you poor thing. No wonder why you have to work at that ad place, huh?
Oh, no, I work there because I love it. I swear. Well, what about you? Have you ever thought of any job that you'd like to do?
I used to work, and it was okay. But I kind of like Dennis taking care of everything. Every morning when he wakes up, he hugs me and says, "How's my precious honey bunny?" Then he kisses me and says, "What's for breakfast?"
Oh, that is sweet.
He's the best.
Get your butts moving, ladies!
Stop it! Don't worry, Angie. Your Dennis will come along.
Boy, am I starved.
All right, let's go. I got an idea. What do you say we work off the veal cutlets by bowling a couple of games?
Oh, what a great idea. And it'd be just like old times. That same teams. Us two against you two. And Angela.
Tony, is this really what you want to do with two pregnant women? Get them bowling?
Are you kidding? Rita Marantz delivered her Brian behind a shoe rental and she still bowled a 235.
Let's go. Phone machine on. Radio off. Let's see. Anything else?
You
come on. Let's go.
Okay. Shoot.
Don't shoot.
What? He wanted...
Shoot!
He wanted out. He wasn't supposed to go out?
Mrs. Rosini will die if she loses that cat.
Great, Lynn could get her apartment.
Look, I guess you guys are going to have to go without me. I got to wait for Fiorello.
Well, why don't we just leave the window open?
Well, why don't we just leave a sign out there that says, "Rob me"?
Look, it's my fault. I'll stay.
No, it's my job. I'll stay.
No, Tony, believe me, I want to stay.
Look, she wants to stay, Tony. You sure?
I'm positive. You go on, have fun.
All right, okay. I'll keep your eye out for the cat,
I will.
All right?
Okay.
Nice meeting you, Angela.
Yeah, too bad you don't live in the neighborhood. We could get together.
That would have been nice.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Phil Covington Bowling. I'm home.
Time we got eggs, they are sublime, and the sausage keeps rolling along.
Tony must have overslept.
Hey, how's my little honey bunny? Ooh, watch it there. Ooh. Oh, sweetheart.
Hey, come on, how come you didn't come to bed last night? You know I don't sleep well when you're not beside me.
I'm sorry, babe. I was waiting for Fiorello to come back. Hey, Fiorello, you rotten cat!
Hey, come on, sweetheart, huh? Where's breakfast? I have to open the fish store early this morning. I'm getting a big shipment of mackerel in today. I'll pick out a good one for us for dinner, huh?
Forget fish. I'm making your favorite dinner tonight. Veal cutlets.
Smothered in mozzarella?
What else? And for dessert?
Cheesecake?
In your favorite flavor.
Me?
Come in.
Ooh, I love it. Watch it. You'll have it right here, baby.
Will you give it a rest? Sex isn't everything, you know.
Good morning, Ma. What do you want for breakfast?
I want somebody to scratch my itch.
Not without a glove.
Hey, honey, be nice.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ma. Ma, I'm sorry. Here, let me do that for you. Here, I scratch your itch, huh?
What crawled down your shirt and died?
Maybe something that was living in your hair.
I'll get it. Probably my Bible study class.
Your mother had to come live with us.
Oh, no. It's a Hawaiian eyesore.
Hey, eat glass, huh?
Hey, Mrs. Rossini, I'm glad you're here because I got a little surprise for you, huh?
Oh, my rent check a week early. The perfect tenants. The perfect provider.
Well, you know, fish has been very good to me. And so has my wife, huh? I don't know. We must be lucky because we got the perfect life.
Yeah, did they exude love or what?
Well, I'm off on my singles cruise. Yeah, with a moo-moo like this, I should be able to snare a fella, huh?
You mean scare a fella.
Hi, Mrs. Rossini.
Bye.
Oh, wait. But what is it with you? You gotta have words for everybody?
Not everybody. I would never say anything nasty about my daughter. She's perfect.
Mom! You woke the twins. Now go in there and quiet them down.
No problem.
Hey, kids, you want your grandma in there?
They love me, huh?
Hey, Grandma sounds a lot better today.
Good morning, Ma. Yo, Pop.
What is it with you two? You with that red lipstick. And you, what is it with you? Every day, more oil, more grease. Why?
Hey, why do you think they call me Slick?
Hey, don't make me get up.
I think it looks cool.
Thanks, sis. Back at you.
Oh, you look so good. You could do an ad for one of those hair creams. I think I got the slogan. Don't lick it, slick it. Hey, Mom, that's raging.
Yeah, we're talking beer commercial quality here.
Yeah, well, I guess I just have a knack for these things, don't I, honey?
Yeah, you got a knack for a lot of things. Like breakfast. Where is it?
It's coming. Oh!
Let's jam, sis. Hey, I'll give you a ride on my bike.
Is he like the Prince of Cool or what?
Yeah, he's real cool. Hey, son, keep your hair away from open flames.
Later, Pop.
All right, be a good boy.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye.
Tony?
Yeah, Rinza, what's the matter? Is it morning sickness? I'll get the pill.
No. Honey, could we talk? It's kind of important.
You mean like fire escape important?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, come on, let's go.
All right.
Yeah. Hang on a second. All right. Come on, baby. Come on. This leg, here you go. Hey, you move pretty good. Here you go now. Crane down. Okay. What's on your mind?
Tony, I know this sounds crazy, but I've been thinking about my life lately, you know, and where it's going.
Uh-huh.
And I want to go to night school. I want to get a degree and a job, maybe in advertising.
But honey, that's no life for you.
Well, you heard me with those slogans. I'm good at it.
Yeah, but you're a wife and a mother. I mean, I thought that's what you always wanted. I thought you were happy.
Oh, I am happy, but I could be happier.
Well, I don't get it. I mean, isn't the life I've given you enough? I mean, it's enough for me.
Maybe we want different things.
Oh, so now it's different things, huh? All right, sure, go ahead, go find your different things. And while you're palling around with the Doublemint twins, what am I supposed to be doing? What, taking care of kids? What, cleaning a house? Oh, imagine that. Me, a housekeeper.
Hey there, Fiorella, you rotten cat.
Is that cat back yet?
Oh.
Hey, I brought you something back.
Oh. A veal cutlet hero?
Yeah, you know it, huh? Hey, I knew you were worried about the cholesterol, so, you know, instead of mozzarella, it's smothered in tofu.
Oh. good.
Well, they'll never mistake you for a Brooklyn girl, huh?
Tony, can we talk?
Sure, what's the matter?
No, I mean, let's go to our usual spot.
Our usual spot?
Yeah, you know, the fire escape. It's where we talk.
Gee, what was I thinking? Watch yourself. There you go. Hey, is your sandwich? Okay.
No, you're supposed to sit on the other side.
Okay.
Did you have a good time tonight?
Oh, yeah. Bowling was great. Me and Ginger won. Every time Dennis went to bowl, Ginger would grab her stomach and say, contraction! Oh. instant gutter ball, you know?
Oh, that was a dirty trick.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I thought of it.
Dennis and Ginger are a lot of fun.
Yeah. They got a great life.
Kind of makes you wonder if that's the way things should be. You know that the husband goes to work and the wife stays home with the children.
Oh, gee, Angela, that's very narrow-minded of you. I mean, you know, what's wrong with the husband staying home and the wife going off to work? Why are we talking about this?
No reason.
Huh. You Rillo! You rotten cat!
Oh, wait a minute. Rotten cat?
Yeah.
Maybe you do have a little Brooklyn in you, huh?
Maybe.
Get in there, you. Get in there. Hey, look, by the way, I really appreciate you staying behind, but It would have been a lot more fun if you'd come along.
Thanks. Honey bunny. So beautiful out here. Such a great view. You got the river and the bridge. And oh, look at all those lights.
Angela, those are cop cars.
Oh, well, looks nice anyway. Feels like we're the only two people in the world up here. Huh. Want some more coffee?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but we're out of cream. Mm. Oh. Thanks, Dennis.
I love Brooklyn.